Renner in the shotgun. Hands off to Bernard. Bernard to the five. Bernard to the end zone for six. Carolina marches down the field. Six plays, 85 yards, and a touchdown.
That's Jones Angel with the call on the Tar Heels Sports Network. The Tar Heels opened up a 15-0 lead at Keenan Stadium before the Wolfpack got on the board, but former UNC offensive guard Brian Chakos says the excitement started before the game even kicked off.
I came out with the guys wearing the white helmets in pregame, and then they come back in, and everyone, you know, hopefully has seen the video where the chrome helmets with the Tar Heel footprint on the side of the helmets, and the kids get really excited in the locker room. And I think that really sort of propelled them to come out, you know, sort of with an explosion of great plays and, you know, really just high energy.
Staring at a two-score deficit on the road, State punched the ball in once before Carolina added three more and another seven from Bernard to take the 25-7 lead. But from the end of the first quarter to the end of the third quarter, the Wolfpack owned the gridiron.
Glennon all day over the middle. Touchdown, NC State.
Mike Glennon, unfortunately, is a, you know, a very good passer. He'll be one of the top-rated quarterbacks in this upcoming NFL draft.
Glennon sprints out to the far side. Going to go deep all alone. Caught, and that's going to go for a touchdown to Tobias Palmer. 83 yards. How in the world did the Heels lose him?
With 30 seconds left in the game and the contest tied at 35, the Carolina defense called a timeout after forcing State to 4th and 10.
Bernard is back to return. He's set up at the 36.
Bernard was suffering from a tweaked ankle and had not returned punts since the first half.
Roy Smith was the player who's a backup punt returner for us that he turned to and just said, you know what, let me take a shot at this. You know, and that's what big-time players do. When it's a big-time moment in a game, they want the ball in their hands.
35, 35, 30 seconds left. Tar Heels do set up the return. Great kick by Bauman.
It was a team effort, and as the clock ticked down, history was made at Keenan Stadium that 27th of October.
Bernard fields it at the 26th. Heading to the far side. Gio at the 35. Gio, he's at the 50. No, he's not. Yes, he is, Gio. He's going to take it for a touchdown. Are you kidding me?
That 74-yard punt return gave North Carolina the 41-35 lead.
He can do it all!
However, the Tar Heels weren't finished. First-year head coach Larry Fedora wanted to seal the deal.
Hibbert's going to try the two-point conversion. Snap to him, goes to the end zone, completes the pass for two.
The pass to Jack Tabb gave UNC the 43-35 lead, which gave Carolina its sixth win of the season, and more importantly, broke a five-year losing streak to its rival. After the game, Bernard was grinning ear to ear.
I told myself, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time situations. And, you know, I told myself to get out there, and, I mean, Coach Fedora called a great punt return, and, I mean, that's my favorite one right there. I ain't gonna put that name, but for me, you know, I love that punt return, and I was able to hit the outside and take it for a home run.
UNC finished this season 8-4 as the de facto Coastal Division champions. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.